Ladies and gentlemen,
let's go downstairs and inside the coach's office.
You know, my mind is on our team.
Right before tip-off, here's David Locke with head coach Quinn Snyder.
It's the Quinn Snyder Coaches Show.
Welcome back, Vivint Smart Home Arena. Happy Saturday afternoon to you. Jazz and the Dallas Mavericks, time for the Head Coach's Show with Head Coach Quinn Snyder. One of the biggest areas of improvement for you offensively has been what you're doing off of defensive rebounds, what you're doing in that early action. What are you doing so well after you force the miss and are playing off the defensive rebound?
Well, I think we're being more aggressive with whoever the pushman is, as we call it. So oftentimes, you know, you take George, for instance, if he rebounds the ball, or Royce, you know, they're able to push the ball ahead and throw ahead to guys that can then attack in the open floor. So we're doing that, and then we're spacing out of it. The other thing, it sounds like a simple thing, is Rudy Gobert's outlet passes have been terrific. And it's no different than a quarterback like hitting a wide receiver, you know, in stride, or throwing a screen pass to the correct shoulder, and where a guy with those outlets, you know, we're able to kind of put more pressure on the rim because you don't have to come back for the ball. So, you know, guys getting no different than pick and roll, where guys get connected, you get guys connected in that specific situation, and, you know, that's given us more of a thrust up the court.
Dallas Mavericks are not only the best offense in the NBA this year, they're the best offense the NBA has seen maybe ever, at least in the last 10 years. What makes them so fabulous?
Well, it starts with Doncic and his ability to create for other people. I think not only the shooting, but maybe even more difficult to guard because it goes against a lot of habits, is with his size, he's able to drive the ball and then keep his poise and create for people, not just a roller at the rim, which he's able to do, but he's also able to find shooters. And that's why they're shooting 42 threes a game. Those guys, in addition to Doncic, you have a pick and pop five. Really, their whole team shoots threes. And when you have that many weapons on the floor, there's a lot of space for Doncic and others to drive, you know, whether it's DeLon Wright or some guys that you wouldn't necessarily think of as drivers are able to drive. You saw it last game against Portland with Curry and Brunson, those guys. Because the floor is so spaced, they take away your rim protection.
One of your phrases you've used most often is the players will teach you what you need to know. Does Luka play in a way that the rest of the league can learn from things that he's doing, or is he too unique?
Well, I mean, I think it's something that we've learned from. And it, more than anything, it's kind of confirmation of, you know, we have that expression you've heard at Feet and Fakes, where you just have to keep poise in the lane, particularly when there's a lot of teams now that they've prioritized taking away the rim for a roller. And he's able to get in the lane and keep his feet and step through and still finish and keep his dribble alive because of his size, similar to some of the things you've seen Joe do. You know, we have a few guys that do it differently than him, but he's, yeah, there's players sometimes don't realize it consciously, but when you see, you know, maybe the best example is Manu Ginobili bringing the quote-unquote Euro step to the league, and it's pretty soon it's not just Europe, it's the North America and Asia, and everybody's doing, you know, what he's done. James Harden with his step back, I don't know if anyone's able to do it as well as him or as well as Manu did the Euro step. People, obviously, you know, Doncic is so unique that he's able to play his game. He's got a little bit of Harden in him with his step back going left because of his size, and then he's able to get in the lane and create like a point guard.
Coach, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That said, Coach Quinn Snyder, let's go over to Dallas and hear from Rick Carlisle.
I was talking to Quinn and asking him what's made your guys' offense so good, and the second top reason that he gave was you. Do you take that much credit for the offense?
No.
Yeah, he didn't.
What was the first reason?
Luka.
Do you agree with the first reason?
Yes.
Your offense isn't just good. It's one of the best the league's ever seen. What, in all seriousness, what are the reasons why that this has come together the way it has, and what are the keys to it?
Well, you know, we've got a lot of playmakers. We got a lot of skill on the team. Luka's a big, certainly a huge part of it. And, you know, it's – basically that. And, you know, we've had some stretches where we've been pretty darn good defensively. You know, the Portland game was probably an outlier type game. There was just so much unreal shot making in that game, even contested shots. And every once in a while you're going to get a game like that. But, you know, without Powell, you know, until we get some, get, you know, Willie in here and kind of see what's what, you know, we're going to be smaller. And so the challenges are going to be, you know, the defense and the rebounding. And then when we get it, you know, we got to get it up the floor.
If you go back to last year, what were some of the signs that Luka had all of this? What were some of the things you saw early on in his rookie year that let you know this might be coming?
Well, he's just a very polished player for a 19-year-old guy, you know. His body was strong and powerful. His skill set was certainly exceptional. And, you know, he's fearless. And, you know, he loves having the ball and being in a position to make plays for teammates, to score, to drive it. And to do those kinds of things. So, you know, no one ever could have predicted, you know, how quickly he would rise, you know, in terms of everything. But he's done a great job. You know, he's a starter in the All-Star game, which is a really amazing accomplishment. And, you know, from here, you know, the goal will be to keep building momentum.
What's enabled Utah's offense to kind of flip the switch these last 20 games or so?
Quinn Snyder.
He does not agree with you.
And Mitchell, you know.